Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Wednesday, April 1, 2026. Beverly schools are considering a $1,000 hockey fee, and the Amesbury School Committee has approved a budget. Showers, breezy, low 60s, high tide, Gloucester Harbor, 11:43 a.m. Caroline Enos reports in the Salem News, the Beverly School Committee is mulling transportation and athletic fee increases to help close a roughly $2 million gap in next year's school budget, including raising the cost for students to play hockey to $1,000 per season. Superintendent Peter Cushing presented an initial draft of the budget to the school committee and city council on March 18. As of the school committee's last meeting on March 25, the proposed school budget request is $91.3 million, or a 5.47% rise from last year. To fill a $2 million gap and fully fund Beverly schools, Cushing proposed a 10% increase to both bus and athletic fees for students next year, as well as a separate hike to $1,000 for playing hockey, which is more than triple the current fee of $315. The district has not raised fees since fiscal 2013. Caitlin Dee reports in the Newburyport Daily News, the Amesbury School Committee approved a recommended $40.4 million fiscal 2027 budget at its Monday night meeting. The budget is a 1.41% increase over the 2026 budget and added back numerous positions identified as proposed cuts during the initial level-funded budget presentation at the end of February. At a budget hearing last week, Mayor Cassandra Gove added $413,000 to the level-funded budget. More news after this break.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
Bobby Grady writes in the Gloucester Times, unofficial results show Gloucester Democrat Drew Tarr has been elected as the next state representative for the 5th Essex District. According to the unofficial results, a majority of Cape Ann came out in support of Tarr, with Manchester-by-the-Sea Republican Christina DeLisio receiving the second most and unaffiliated candidate from Essex, Gilbert Frieden, trailing. Tarr will now succeed the late Anne Margaret Ferranti, for whom he worked as a legislative aide for 9 years. Tarr will be finishing out the rest of Ferranti's term, which is set to end this fall. He, Frieden, DeLisio, and Rockport Democrat Sarah Wilkinson, a write-in candidate during the March 3 primary, have all committed to running in September. Andacia Smith reports on itemlive.com. The Lynn Ferry service is set to return in April, with seasonal weekday service scheduled to begin April 27 and weekend service on May 23. The Massachusetts Bay Transportation Authority announced that the start dates coincide with recent right whale activity, which would prevent the ferry from running at its full speed and regular frequency. The Lynn Ferry will run throughout the summer, and a one-way fare will be $7 or $3.50 for reduced fare riders. Tickets can be purchased on the M-Ticket app or with cash on board, and both commuter boat and commuter rail zone 2 passes and M-7 cards will also be accepted. From the desk of Media Director Bill Newell, in North Shore Sports, Boys Lacrosse, Swampscott edge rival Marblehead 10-9, with Tyler Ostroff netting the game-winning goal with just 30 seconds left in the game. Ollie Bram scored 4 goals for the Big Blue, and Colton Alex got the win in goal. It was Manchester Essex 12, Ipswich 11. Luke Renzi and Noah Cohen both scored 3 goals for the Hornets, and Hamilton won and beat Danvers 13-7. Zach Satchel powered the Generals' offense with 6 goals. St. John's Prep blanked Malden Catholic 13-0. Thias Tolo scored 3 goals for the Prep. In girls lacrosse, Ipswich topped Manchester Essex 15-7, with the Tigers' Allie Wild getting her 200th career point. The Salem News has named Salem High School's Elian Rodriguez as Boys Basketball Player of the Year. No surprise there. The Newburyport Daily News has selected Newburyport High senior Olivia Wilson Girls Hockey Player of the Year. This is the third straight year she's received that honor. In the pros, the Red Sox lost again last night to the Astros 9-2. Boston has lost 4 straight games after their opening day win against the Reds. Red Sox wrap up against the Astros this afternoon. The Bruins beat the Dallas Stars 6-3 last night, and they play in Florida tomorrow night. Celtics off last night Tonight, they will be playing the Heat in Miami. On behalf of our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, our media director, Bill Newell, and our sports analyst, Tim Kearns, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.